Herzlich willkommen zu einem weiteren Special hier bei Country Radio Switzerland. Mein Name ist Davy Polly. Mein heutiger Gast, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, it's Brent Moyer. Welcome, Brent.
Thank you, David. Good morning, Switzerland.
Good morning. It's early in the morning for a musician. You played yesterday. Where did you play?
Played at the Tubli in Gersau, and it was a very nice evening with friends and new friends and good morning.
Im Tübli hat er gestern Abend gespielt mit alten Freunden und neuen Freunden. Es war ein wunderschöner Abend. Wir werden ein bisschen übersetzen. So you are, since you're coming to Switzerland, do you remember your last visit here at Country Radio Switzerland?
That was, 2 years ago, 2019.
Yeah, exactly. 1st May 2019, 2 Jahre. Last year, nothing happened. World stood still.
Yes.
What have you done in all this time?
Well,
during Corona,
able to finish the new CD, which is sitting in front of you, Songwriter. And this summer we were out west in Wyoming for a few weeks, played a few concerts there outside.
Mm-hmm. Also, we had Zeit genutzt, während man hat müssen die Heimbleiben, hat Zeit genutzt, indem man da die neue CD fertig gemacht hat. Songwriter heißt sie, hat sie im Gepäck auf seiner Schweizer Tour. Und das letzte Mal bei uns war er am 1. Mai 2019 gewesen. Letztes Jahr hat es ja nicht geklappt. Brent Moyer, please introduce yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Pennsylvania. I started playing trumpet back when I was about 6 years old, and our family took a vacation one year, went out west to California, and we stopped in Wyoming, and our family kind of fell in love with the country there. And then the next year we went out to Wyoming for a couple of weeks.
Okay, Pennsylvania geboren. Mit 6 hat er bereits Trompete gespielt und sind sie auf dem Weg gewesen nach Kalifornien, sind an Wyoming vorbeigefahren und sie haben sich sofort in Wyoming verliebt und somit sind sie dann dort gekreist, respektive angezogen. So you spend your youth in Wyoming as
pretty
a real
so.
Cowboy.
Well, I don't know how real, but I rode some horses and got bucked off a few times, so I guess.
Also ist nicht ein richtiger Cowboy gewesen, aber er hat auch ein bisschen mit Ross geschafft und so Sachen. Brent Moyer, your first song I want to play from your brand new CD Songwriter is Just Passing Through. A lot happened in your life. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the brand new CD. And so Just Passing Through. It's a song you wrote. What's going on when you wrote songs? Is it first the music it comes, or is it the lyrics? What's going on with you?
I had the idea of some of the lyric and a little bit of the music, and I got together with my friend Costas, who I've written some songs with in the past, he's a pretty amazing writer, and he kind of, you know, pulled it together with me, and I was real happy with the way it turned out.
Ich habe gefragt, wenn der Song schreibt, was einmal zuerst kommt, und er hat gesagt, so, say it again, that first came the idea, and then you did the music with a friend of yours.
Well, it actually came, I had part of the lyric and the music together, and then we kind of figured out the chorus together. And
also zuerst hat er den Text gehabt mit der Musik zusammen, aber zusammen haben sie dann den Song noch fertig gemacht. What kind of friend was it? What's the name?
His name is Costas. Costas. Yeah, he's written a lot of songs. We wrote Red Lips, Blue Eyes, Little White Lies together.
Artists.
Yes, Only That Alone. By Dwight Yoakam, some songs, Patti Loveless.
Ja, der Costas hat wirklich für ganz grosse Leute geschrieben, einen Freund von ihm, und mit ihm hat er dort Titel zusammengeschrieben, den hören wir uns jetzt hier an.
It's been a long and rocky road to get to where I'm going. A lifetime chasing down the setting sun, blowing with the wind, flowing with the river, drifting like a stranger just passing through, with all the twists and turns just passing through. Looking back, every kiss, every woman's lips I could not resist. I could not resist. Now I face an open road, 'cause that's where I'm going. With the sky always changing, gray to blue, it's just me and my guitar. The stars are glowing on our way, just passing through. Drifting like a stranger, just passing through. Looking back in my rear view mirror, I see everything that's come and disappeared. Every smile, every kiss, every love I've known, and all the love I've missed. Well, there is no end in sight, and there's no turning back. I'm on my way, just passing through. Drifting like a stranger, just passing through.
Ein langes Leben hat er bereits hinter sich als Musiker. Viel hat er schon erlebt. Brian Moyer, mein heutiger Gast, habe ich hier aus Switzerland. Und ich könnte ihn nicht nur hören, ich könnte ihn auch sehen, wenn ihr jetzt auf unsere Homepage geht. kantiradio.ch/studiocam. So you can see Brent Moyer, mein heutiger Gast. Say hello. Dem schwarzen Liebli mit der Gitarre ist der Brent mit dem Hut. Und der andere bin ich. So Brent, this is a beautiful song, Just Passing Through. It tells about life. Yes. And you did a lot in your life. You told us about your house in Wyoming. And then you started to be a musician. How that comes?
Well, I played trumpet from when I was 6 years old and studied that in Pennsylvania. But when I got to Wyoming, I was in the band, but there was not a whole lot offering for a trumpet player. And then the Beatles came out and I tried to find the guitar, and I could go downtown and look at the bands playing at the Cowboy Bar, and they were playing country music. And so I kind of taught myself how to play the guitar and through high school, and had a little band. And then I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston to study trumpet. And so when I was back in Boston, I started playing more trumpet. But I was playing sports in high school also, and I got my teeth bashed in playing basketball, so my trumpet career was kind of not going too far.
Also, wo er in Wyoming aufgewachsen ist, hat er ein bisschen in Bands gespielt, aber Trompete ist nicht wahnsinnig gefragt zu selber Zeit. Also hat er angefangen Gitarre spielen, damit er dort mit dabei war bei den Leuten. Trompete hat er dann weiterhin studiert in Berklee, in Boston, und hat aber auch noch Sport gemacht, und irgendwie hat dann das mit Trompete dann aber gleich nicht mehr so geiget. In your house, you worked or used to work for the county sometimes. What happened then? That's a true story.
Yes, it's a true story. My brother-in-law worked for the county in Wyoming, in Teton County, and in the fall time, they would work on the levee on the Snake River. And so they needed people to go out and be at certain places on the dike, on the levee road, and we had to keep the cattle from coming back out, or the people, the tourists, or people from driving into the where they were working with the big trucks and the rocks, you know, building up the levee for the coming winter.
Also er hat dort in seiner Jugend ein bisschen ausgeholfen, dort haben sie Sanierungen gemacht am Fluss zu und so haben die Touristen dort nicht hin können, weil es hat Big Trucks gehabt und so weiter und so fort. Und so ist er dort gehockt, hat aber nicht wahnsinnig viel zu tun gehabt, hat man vorhin gesagt. And so you started to play guitar, hanging out there, looking the water and playing guitar. So an easy job.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. And in the fall it gets kind of cold, so I had my van equipped with a little propane heater. And when it wasn't too busy, I'd play guitar all day or take my fishing pole down the river and catch some fish.
Also der Job hat im Wesentlichen bestanden, weil nicht viel los war und doch kühl war, hat er eine kleine Heizung in seinem Van gehabt. Aber größter Teil hat er Gitarre gespielt und hat gefischt. That sounds to me like a great job.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. Yeah. So hören wir uns an die Geschichte Working for the County. Brent Meyer, mein heutiger Gast, wie gesagt, ihr könnt ihn sehen unter countryradio.ch. Studio Cam.
Sitting on the bank by the river, watching the river flow by. Sitting on the bank by the river, waiting for my wings to fly. Sitting on the bank by the river, picking all my old guitar. Sitting on the bank by the river, happy with my heart. Oh, what a feeling, oh, such a feeling running through my mind. Well, I'm high up in the mountains, down in the valley, watching that river flow by. I'm just sitting on the bank by the river, for my time to come. Yeah, I'm sitting on the bank by the river, trying to do what needs to be done. Sitting on the bank by the river, trying to catch a big old trout. Yeah, I'm sitting on the bank by the river, picking on my old guitar. Yeah, I'm sitting on the bank by the river, so thankful for my lucky star.
Nach strengen Arbeit, working for the county, sitting on the river and fishing and playing guitar. Hard work.
It's hard work. Somebody's got to do it, though.
Yeah, somebody. Irgendeiner muss ja die harte Arbeit machen, sagt der wunderschöne Titel. Tell us about your years after Wyoming. So you went to study the trumpet, and then what happened then?
I was there 2 years in Boston and had a little band playing around and I got my first road job after going back to Wyoming for the summer. I think it was 73 with a band called Jimmy Sackett and the Hilltoppers. And we traveled around
You were a trumpeter then, or
no,
the guitar?
I was just for guitar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started playing guitar professionally after that. Well, I was, you know, playing in high school in bands, making more money then than I am now.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then I met some guys up in upstate New up in Boston while I was studying there, from upstate New York, Sam Bragdon and Paul Hartman, and we got together up in upstate New York, and for about a few months after I left the Hilltoppers, and wrote songs, and I had been to Nashville for the first time right before that, and then I went back into Nashville.
So then was the time you went in country, or what, or already before?
Yeah, I started playing country. What did it for me was traveling around with that first act and the first band, and I heard the city of New Orleans, Arlo Guthrie, and I thought that was fantastic. And while I was in Boston, I was kind of a roadie for a country rock band up there. Okay. I'd carry their equipment okay. around.
Hat er verschiedenes gemacht, ist schon in einer Band gewesen, schon als Gitarrist und so, und hat dann langsam aber sicher auch mit Country zusammengekommen, wo er dann auch in Nashville gewesen ist und so weiter und so fort. Er hat auf jeden Fall wahnsinnig viel gemacht. You have a beautiful song here, it's called The Radio, and you are telling about your house again,
yes,
when sitting there on the windows and listening to radio, of course not country to Switzerland, all the old radios on FM or what it was.
This was an AM radio. But I would sit. I got together with my friend Joe Collins, and when we write songs, we usually drink coffee and talk for about an hour to get warmed up. And the last time we were together, we wrote this song, and we started talking. He asked me, well, what was the first time you really heard music? And I said, for me, it was when I was a little boy, 4 or 5, I'd go to my neighbor's basement window and listen to him give trumpet lessons.
When you were 5?
Yeah. And that's when I wanted to learn how to play trumpet.
Okay. Ja, er ist mit einem Freund zusammen gesessen, normalerweise, bevor sie anfangen zu schreiben, dann Kaffee trinken und dann ein bisschen schwätzen und so weiter. Und der Freund hat gefragt, du, wann ist es eigentlich gewesen, wo du das erste Mal richtig Radio gelassen hast und dir bewusst worden bist darüber? Und er hat gesagt, er sei damals 5 gewesen, er sei zu den Nachbarn über, wo er auch Trompetenstunde gehabt hat und so weiter. Und so hat er das erste Mal bewusst Radio gelassen. And the story goes,
and Joe was saying, well, the first time I heard music was probably in my father's basement, and he had an old radio sitting on the windowsill, probably a transistor AM, and it was all taped together, but that's his first recollections of listening to music.
Mittelwellenradio hat sein Vater gehabt, und das war beim Fenster zu gewesen, und dort hat er eben dann das erste Mal Radio gehört. And you have this song, it's a beautiful song, it's a great song, and you have your guitar with you, so I might ask you if you want to play that live.
Yeah, I'd
love
to
listen in this song. Er spielt dann also live aus dem Studio Zürich Schöneberg, der Brent Moyer.
Sitting on a windowsill, playing Fats Domino, playing Blueberry Hill, walking after midnight with Patsy Cline, Ray Charles singing Crying Time, Nat King Cole was king till Johnny B. Good showed up. When Elvis started shaking, he left me all shook up. Sure enough, well, good golly, Miss Molly, ooh, that's where I found my thrill. Well, it started with a radio sitting on a windowsill. Then along came the Beatles with a ticket to ride, gone to Kansas City, uptight, out of sight. Doors were lighting fires on the dock of the bay, and Hendrix blew my mind with purple haze. Nat King Cole was king till Johnny B. Good showed up. When Elvis started shaking, he left me all shaking. shook up, shone up. Good golly, Miss Molly, ooh, that's where I found my thrill. It started with the radio sitting on a windowsill. It started with the radio sitting on a windowsill.
Brands Moya live im Studio Zürich Schöneberg. Danke vielmals. Thank you so much, Brands. It's a great song. Da erzählt er von all denen, die ihn maßgeblich beeinflusst haben auch. Nimm ich an. So, all these guys that you're telling here, Elvis, of course, with his shaking Fats Domino, I guess, and a lot of others. These were the people, kind of role models for you.
Some of them for sure, yeah. The Beatles, of course, and, we were listening to Hendrix. That was the first concert I ever experienced as a teenager, was listening to Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
And Cream down in Salt Lake City, yeah.
Salt Lake City, das erste Konzert, das er besucht hat, war eines von Jimi Hendrix. And that's, this may be also the reason that you started to play guitar?
The Beatles, for sure, yes.
The Beatles, sie sind maßgeblich schuld gsi, respektive verantwortlich dafür, dass er angefangen hat, Gitarre zu spielen. If you would think back, what would you say, which one was the role model? The one, the Beatles, you said, Jimi Hendrix, maybe some other names, wo maßgeblich beteiligt gsi sind, wo ihn prägt haben?
Yeah, I guess the Beatles were the real getter for me as far as learning how to play guitar and wanting to do it. But when I moved to Wyoming, I was in, you know, I was listening to more country music, and then, you know, Buck Owens came out, and a lot of the bands that played down at the bars in town had some great entertainment. Jackson, at one point, we got a lot of the Las Vegas acts that would come up through there.
Und in Wyoming sind ein Haufen Country-Bands gekommen, Buck Owens sicher einer, wo er nennt als Vorbild, aber eben Beatles, die sind schon so, you are a real Beatle-Fan.
I am.
So no Rolling Stones.
I like the Rolling Stones,
you too.
Of course.
There are some that say, if you are a Beatle fan, you can't be a Rolling Stones fan.
I don't know about that.
Also, gibt ja Leute, die sagen, du kannst nicht Beatle und Rolling Stones Fans sein. Er sagt, ja, von dem habe ich noch nie etwas gehört, zum Blödsinn. So, tell us about playing with, for example, Lynn Anderson. You know, we were the guitar player for Lynn Anderson.
Yes, for 9 years.
Lynn Anderson. So I guess you have been everywhere in America, also here in Europe with her?
Not in Europe. I traveled quite a bit with her in America.
Viel in Amerika mit ihr gespielt, 9 Jahre lang, Gitarrist spielen.
Yeah, she was a great singer. I first met her by calling her up on the telephone and introducing myself. This is when we had this television show that we were doing in Nashville called The Chili Shack Show. Uh-huh. It was a fun and music show centered around eating chili. And we'd invite musical guests on to eat chili with us and talk about chili, and then we'd play music. And she invented a character for the show called Lily La Bamba, the salsa queen. And she came on our show. She was on our first TV show with us, and she was a hoot. But I didn't start playing guitar for her several years after that.
Okay, and, sie haben die Show gehabt, die Chili Show hat das geheißen, dort hat man Leute eingeladen, hat Chili gegessen und hat gerettet und gespielt mit ihr. So hat er Lynn Anderson kennengelernt, aber erst Jahre später, über 7 Jahre später, hat er dann angefangen mit ihr Touren und hat für sie Gitarre gespielt. Lynn Anderson, falls ihr das nicht mehr wisst, das war die Lady, die Rose Garden gespielt hat, dort einen riesen Hit gehabt mit dem der Titel, den wir ganz am Anfang von dieser Sendung zufälligerweise gehört haben. Then you were on Broadway. Way you played in the Ring of Fire Johnny Cash musical.
Yes, that was exciting. Yeah, we were up in New York for almost 6 months. We started with the previews in February and did a long run with that, and then we were there from March 6th through the end of April with the Johnny Cash show. And I did an audition down in Nashville. They were doing auditions in New York, L.A., Nashville. And I think part of the reason they took me is I played the trumpet also. And Richard Maltby, the director, who I had no idea who was, he was who he was when I was down there. He got me aside and asked me to play Ring of Fire. So I did that. And then he said, well, just do something different, a couple different ways.
And do you played which character there?
Trumpet.
Yeah.
And then I played guitar also. And
yeah, but in the musical, which character you had there? You were Johnny Cash there?
Oh, no, I was just me, just being me playing in the band.
Oh, okay. So, band playing.
But we had three sets of June and Johnnies, a young, a middle-aged, and an older couple.
Okay.
And then the rest of us were... we portrayed characters in some of the songs. In The Boy Named Sue, I got punched out. I was up there being...
Yeah, Boy Named Sue, wo uns vor und nach gelassen haben. Also, and you played for a half year there, you said?
Yeah, on Broadway in New York, and then went on the road as a road show for 1 year, and then one of the main actors from the Broadway show, Jason Edwards, was asked to do a production of it out in California. And he asked myself and Jeff Lisenby, the musical director from the show.
Also ein halbes Jahr hat er dort gespielt in New York City, in dem Musical, Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash Musical. Dort hat er Trompete gespielt und andere Instrumente. Auch und nachher sind sie noch unterwegs gewesen, unter anderem in Kalifornien, wenn ich das richtig im Kopf habe, was wir jetzt auch gerade gehört haben. Hey, Zeit ist am Rennen. Time is running. We have two song mores that I want to introduce to our listener. Vagabond of the Sea, tell us about this song.
I wrote this with my good friend Jimmy Jensen from down in Captiva, Florida. And, the hurricanes just don't stop. They get worse, it seems like. And we wrote this after Charlie came through. And it sat around for, a while until, like I said, I've been going through my back catalog. And it was almost finished. But then, the names of some of the storms we put back in there.
Ja, es geht, hat er für einen Freund geschrieben, der in Florida lebt und eben geht ein bisschen um Stürme auch. Which one?
Charlie,
der Sturm Charlie, Tropensturm Charlie, wo der die was? Which year was it? 2 years ago? Something?
No, that was longer. I want to say 2013 maybe or 12. That's when my parents moved from Florida to Texas.
Okay.
My mom got tired of, she was afraid of the hurricanes.
Die Eltern sind weg von Florida, ist ihr jetzt blöd worden, der Mutter, Alpota, wieder alles um die Ohren blasen, alles. Lassen wir uns an, Vagabond of the Sea, der zweitletzte Titel da in dem heutigen Special, da bei Country, Radio Switzerland.
Out in the ocean it starts to grow. Faster and faster it starts to spin. In a backward motion, that's how it begins. Tropical depression, insane aggression. He's a vagabond of the sea, hitching a ride to you and me. Born under a bad sign, life shattering, dream crashing, badass hurricane. Spells real funky and feels so thick. The rain drives in like crashing bricks. With the sound of cannons, the thunder rolls. It's a freight train screaming out of control. Tropical depression, obtrusive aggression. He's a vagabond of the sea, hitching a ride to you and me. Born under a bad sign, Sandy, Katrina, Irma, Michael, Maria, Andrew, Harvey, Mitch, and Rita.
Da müssen wir langsam aber sicher abklemmen. Die Zeit läuft uns tatsächlich davon. Wenn man Spass hat, ist es immer so. Die Zeit ist einfach zu kurz, um alles einpacken, was man gern möchte. Tell me about the mate of this CD. Wie hat er die CD gemacht?
Well, I had a home studio and I was able to do most of my recording there. Except for the drums, I go to another studio where we record the drums. But the rest of it, I do it at my home studio.
Das hat er alles zuhause gemacht, außer Drums, das haben sie außerhalb aufgenommen. Ansonsten hat er ein Home Recording Studio und dann macht er das Zeug selber, also produziert. You are your own producer also,
yes,
und Produzent selber und alles zusammen. Und rauskommt jedes Mal eine gewaltige Sache. Es ist übrigens die 9. CD, die er für Schweizer Label Brambos von Paul Rostetter auf hat. Why do you work with a Swiss label? Ain't there enough labels in America?
I don't know. I think when I first came here in 1992 with Hugh Moffat, Hugh had a CD on Brambus Records, and that's when I first met Paul.
1992 hat der Paul Rostetter kennengelernt und sie hier schafft für Brambus. Es hat einfach geklappt, es hat einfach funktioniert. I probably assume he'll let you do your job.
I don't know. I hope so.
you have your freedom,
yes,
with Paul.
I do.
Ja. Freiheit, und das ist heutzutage als Musiker sehr viel wert. So, where are you heading Sunday? Where do you play on Sunday? Winter Tour, I guess?
Sunday, a winter tour at the SA Bar. Tomorrow at Liechtenstein Country Fest. And then up in Madingen and Sundvik.
Yeah. And everything can be written on your website.
Yes. Find the tour dates. Please come. And I like to say a thank you to the Nevada band for keeping the Global Cowboy on the road with all their help for the PA systems and everything. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Also, say the homepage again.
Brentmoyer.com.
Brentmoyer mit dem Y, Brentmoyer.com, da könnt ihr alles nachlesen, wo ist was los. Und hat sich bedankt für Nevada, bedankt bei der Nevada Country Band, die ihm das ganze Equipment zur Verfügung gestellt in seiner Tour da in der Schweiz. Brentmoyer, thank you so much for coming again. It's always a pleasure to having you here. It's very interesting.
You, David.
Your CDs are always great. And say thank you.
Yeah, I sure appreciate your support like a lot of us independent artists do. We really appreciate it. And folks, please come out and buy some CDs. Please.
Kämpfe wie, die Musik und kaufen euch die CD, die ist es definitiv wert. 13, 14 Stück hat es da drauf, alle von ihm geschrieben oder mitgeschrieben worden, und ist einfach toll. Der Songwriter, so heisst die CD, hören wir uns jetzt zum Schluss an, und ich bedanke mich fürs Zuhören. Thanks again, Brent, und euch alles Gute in der Zwischenzeit. Das ist Kanti der Switzerland, das ist der Kanti Club, danke fürs Hören, all the best, bye bye und tschüss miteinander.
Song. Figured we'd rein her in, and it wasn't very long. We jumped that magic beast and rode it to the top of the world. We're no emotion hiders, we're songwriters. Songwriters, dream spiders, weaving a worldwide refrain. Songwriters, word gliders. Fly away, but we won't let it go. We'll hang on all day. So keep that train of thought and ride it with all you've got. Known by far.
songwriters. Songwriters, dream spiders, weaving a worldwide refrain. Songwriters, word gliders, writing.
Songwriters.